Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This is connected weekly at a frequency of 146.835 megahertz, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, serving northern New Jersey and Lower Hudson Valley in southwestern Connecticut. Let's see, hold on a second. All right, folks, sorry about that. I thought I was buying gas, and the guy ran out of gas. Literally, he started pumping me. Pumped 3 cents into my tank. So I'll be going to another gas station during the net. Anyway, you can't make this up, folks. All righty, so in any case, this net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences and arts of operating and, you know, pursuing our wonderful hobby in its many diverse ways. It's also about exchanging things that are surplus to us, either by selling it, trading it, or asking if someone's got one. And so you're welcome to do for sale swapper wanted items as well. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, please call K2BAR and indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale swapper wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. None of the above for now.
Okay, I won't forget you this time. Oh, Lord. Dear me. Very good, Ollie. Any other alphas? Okay, how about those kilos? Alrighty, how about the Novembers? Okay, and just for good measure, any whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don.
Okay, Mr. Don, welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, no real traffic.
Okay, and we won't ask you for your unreal traffic, Bob. Okay, very good. Any other whiskeys?
NJ2BS, repeat.
WX2UA.
Hello, Joe. What are your intentions?
Just listening and nothing special.
Okay, welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon and Nanette. This is WA2UMP, now in Sussex County in a little town called Hamburg, New Jersey. And I was able to join the net through the magic of Echo Link tonight. Just listening, no traffic, Gordon. Back to net.
Very good, Jim. Welcome aboard. And are there any other stations on the Echo Link?
Yes, this is KD2BKD, Bob, in Park Ridge on Echo Link. Only thing is to announce that we're on Echo Link. Back to net.
That's right. Very good, Bob. And just for reference, everyone, the Echo Link is KD2BKD-Lima for link. And we hope that if you're not home and abroad, as they say, you're welcome to use the Echo Link, not just for the net, but to operate 146.835 at any time. So the KD2BKD link, that's Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta link, provides Echo Link service to the NJ2BS repeater, and that's a beautiful thing. So thank you, Bob, for making that a happening thing. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the net? Please call K2BAR.
Comment, Gordon, about that dash L.
Yeah, go right ahead, Bob.
doing research on what dash and dash R means, the dash L specifies that you're using the radio in a simplex mode, which we are remotely connected to a repeater that has two separate frequencies, so therefore it should be a dash R, and I have changed it to be such. This is KD2BKD, back to net.
Okay, Bob, that's only if you're going to be running it, you know, integrated with the repeater, but when you run it as a remote base, you can still use the dash L, and that's what we've used previously. It would be better that way if it was, because that way we don't confuse the call signs going through the repeater. Because if people hear dash R, they're going to think that's the call sign of the repeater.
Okay, I'll switch it back to L, but still, again, it even says in the Echolink documentation that even if you are doing it remote, and remote using another call sign, it should be R, but I will change it to L.
Yeah, we had this issue with, and it wasn't my issue, with somebody else, but on the, when we had Echolink on the Chestnut Ridge repeater, before K2FJ was the trustee, somebody else was, and the Echolink was K2FJ-L for this exact reason, so that way it wouldn't be confused for the repeater ID, because there are people who confuse it. I realize what the Echolink police would like, but they don't really get a whole lot of say in the matter. You can pretty much do what you want, and I appreciate it one way or the other. So right now I guess you're using dash R, but dash L would be the preferred way of doing business.
Okay, right after this net, I will change it, or at least by tomorrow. This is KD2BKD, back to net.
Thanks, Bob. And again, I don't want people yelled. I'd rather be yelled at by the Echolink police than I would by someone playing FCC wannabe cop, you know?
Okay, got that. KD2BKD, back to net.
Anyway, no matter what, the word thank you or the phrase thank you comes to mind. This is really outstanding that you've done this, and we appreciate it. So, anyway, anybody have anything that they'd like to report on regarding, upcoming events, et cetera, or activities that they've done, any technical activities they've engaged in?
W2JEK.
Mr. Don, go right ahead.
I was on 20 meters on field day. I worked a couple stations, one in Rhode Island and one in New Hampshire. That's usually out of my skip this field. Not usually in my skip zone. I was wondering, was there any 6-meter opening on the weekend, on that field day weekend?
There was...
WA32MP.
Not quite like the VHF contest. And there was the sum was mostly on FT. Oh, wasn't it? Well, it was FT, but it was clumsily done because the lack of support. But people were using digital modes.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I wasn't on 6 meters. The other night I got VO1 SIX up in Newfoundland. It's a new grid and being SIX suffix. That's a that was a goodie. They have an award if you work 6 people with an SIX suffix over.
Right, and we're fortunate to have K2SIX right near here, too, right?
Yeah, he's in Marstown here. I got his card already. Incidentally, I did get the new tech test from the ARRL, and they will be in use after July 1st. I haven't got any test sessions scheduled. I have one in next time in September and so on for the fall. Over.
WA2UNP with a comment. difficult to break in with EchoLink because of the delay. Anyway, I did operate on 6 meters on field day, remotely anyway from my house. I made a couple of contacts with my new Moxon 6 meter antenna. I sent Bob a little video of it. I was doing a little bit of bragging. But anyway, I made dozens of contacts on FT8 and a couple of SSB contacts on single sideband on 6 to the Midwest and to the South. So there were definite openings. And on FT8, I saw all over North America stations coming in. Kind of exciting, because I'm new to 6 meters, never really got into it before. Back to net.
Very nice. I'd like to figure out how to do FT8. I haven't figured that out quite yet. I will, probably with my Flex 6600, which I got up and working last week, so that's been exciting. I've been focusing mostly on getting that working at all, and that's been fairly straightforward, actually. I've got it working on an iPad now, and I've got it working remotely, as well as home, and a laptop, both remote and home, and I've got a Maestro, and got that working remote and home, so it's been quite an adventure, but the next step is digital modes for obvious reasons. I think that's the key to getting things done. I also have to get my logging integrated. There was a new software release, by the way, a Flex software for the Smart SDR that came out yesterday, so apparently it's got on-screen spots, which is kind of cool. So that's the next toy to try to do. Alrighty, so that's great, Jim, that you were able to make that work. But we did hear you jump in. I just didn't jump in fast enough to acknowledge you, and then I guess you disconnected and reconnected. WATUMP, K2BAR.
Just add that I'm new also to FD8. Takes about only a couple of hours to become familiar with. I purchased the Signal Link USB, and the whole to get set up, it cost about $116 worth of equipment, so very inexpensive. If the band is open a teeny bit, you can make lots of contacts. So if you hear nothing, you won't make any contacts, but if you hear just fragments of signals buried in noise, you can make contacts, which is kind of interesting. And that really lets you know where the openings are. Drawback of FT8, there's no, it's a little bit impersonal. So it has its pluses and minuses, but, having a lot of fun with it. Back to Nick.
Yeah, I worry about FT8 in that way because I'm wondering once people work all the grids there are to work, will they just not bother unless a DX spot comes up that's interesting to them and therefore routine contacts won't happen and God forbid casual voice or CW or even novel things like PSK31 or something like that, you know, keyboard contacts won't happen either, so I don't know. We'll see. We will see. Anybody else have any thoughts on either FT8 or digital modes or, you know, your mileage may vary kind of stuff in this regard? I'm kind of curious if other people have thoughts.
W2JK.
Mr. Don.
Yeah, the CQ magazine is sponsoring a VHF contest on July 21st and 22nd. I think it's at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something on that order, like the ARRL. And it's just the 2 meters and the 6 meters. But as again, if people are interested in that FT8 mode, that's good. I never worked K2BAR on 6 meters because they were on the FT8 mode for most of the time. I did work them on 2 meters and 440 FM with my setup, but I never worked them on the worked them on 6 meters. So, but I did have, I've had 57 contacts all told on the VHF contest using my, and I think I had 23 contacts on 6 meters CW, of which 19 were grit, new grits.
Yep, that's actually good to know. And it's a 24-hour contest. It's 2 o'clock to 2 o'clock. It's only 6 and 2 meters, which is a really nice aspect of that contest. You know, it's a lot of fun. I'd be very curious as to what people consider useful digital modes on 2 meters. I will be in the state of Georgia on my way to the state of Texas. And we're actually having a conversation here as to whether or not I would operate with the iPad, the Maestro, or the laptop in the car, and with the radio sitting home, or do I bring the radio too and stick it in the back and, you know, operate from the Maestro, the pad, or whatever, with the wireless or wired LAN in the car. That actually is a possibility. It'd be novel, I must say. So I can either operate from home, albeit I'll be sitting in Georgia or Alabama, or I, well, you know, or operate with the radio there too. So we'll see. I have a lot of choices in that regard. We're gonna toy that when they're out. There's a lot of advantages to bringing it. There's a lot of advantages to leaving it home. So we'll see. I could actually set up 2 Yagis in 2 different directions and switch between the 2 antennas back and forth, and actually put them on different slice receivers at the same time if I did that. So it's something to consider. We'll see. All righty. Let's see. Anybody else with a comment? All righty. Don, anything you want to do to close it up on this topic?
Just the Arden.org website has changed. It was ArdenMesh.org nowadays. Over.
Okay, we doubled a little bit, but I got your question, Bob. Yes, the Arden group had a little, internal rift. Yeah, let's leave it at that. That's probably the best way to describe it. And with that in mind, the new Arden domain name is Arden, A-R-E-D-N, mesh.org instead of Arden.org. And it's kind of an unfortunate thing, but I would argue that it was a necessary thing. So I'm glad that that Randy and Andre and the gang have taken control of the situation and made things better. So if you need Arden software for Mesh, it's ardenmesh.org instead of Arden. And everything is well in order in that regard. Let's see, what else can I say? Is it, anybody else have any other questions or comments about this?
NJ2BS, repeat.
All right, Bob, anything more?
I think that's it. So K2BARWA2IC.
Okie dokie. Alrighty, by the way, my 6600 is on the net. It's pingable. You can actually ping it on the mesh network. It's not a generally available resource for obvious reasons. The next thing I'm going to be putting up with W2SC, he and I are both putting up at least receive-only iGates for APRS, because we noticed in these valleys here in Bergen County that signals kind of get lost. So what we decided to do is set up some receive-only eye gates that will fill in the holes when mobiles report their position. We might actually put them up as fill-in repeaters as well, or digipeaters, but we haven't decided that yet. But and they will be available on the Art and Mesh as well. So there are all kinds of fun things happening, all kinds of toys and tools passing the traffic through there and out onto the internet, or not, as it were. So anybody else have any questions or comments for the net tonight? I heard somebody try to break the squelch. Yeah, I'm not hearing it. Alrighty. Any other topics for that?
AL0Y, Golden, can you hear me?
AL0Y, go right ahead.
Just going back to a couple of stuff before when you were mentioning having two Yankees connected at two different directions and receiving at the same time. I just want to say that if you're going to transmit and each antenna is actually tuned as 50 ohms, if you're going to transmit to both at the same time, you may want to consider that your load is now brought down to 25 ohms because they are now connected as parallel loads. Consider that when you look at your SWR, if you're going to actually have two tuned antennas transmitted at the same time. That's something that I know for a fact people overlook, and they know each antenna is just tuned by itself, but when you have both at the same time, that might be a problem if you don't count for it.
Ali, you're absolutely right, and I didn't clarify. It's my fault. I wasn't very clear at all. So if you do parallel two antennas together and you don't do it with an appropriate, you know, power divider or splitter combiner, like a Wilkinson power combiner in this case, you will end up with a mismatch and such like that. And that is a very, very important thing to think about. The other thing is, if you have two antennas set up that way, you know, the signals of arrival, you know, that might cancel each other out or give some really odd results. But in general, it works pretty well if you have them in two diverse positions. Having said that, in my case, I'm running two separate receivers, each with their own antenna. So each receiver has its own antenna, and you then change the transmit context depending on which receiver you want to use, you know, for transmitting, you know, associated with the transmitter. You can switch it back and forth. So in my case, that's what I'm doing. So I've got two antennas with separate receivers. In fact, I think in the 6600, I can set up either 4 or 8, I forget what it is, slice receivers, and they can be on different bands with different antennas on each. In fact, there are receive-only ports, and there's also a transverter. There's two transverter ports as well, so you have lots and lots of alternatives for where you want to pull your input signals and where your slice receivers go, which is yet another point, but keep that in mind as well. My apologies for kind of glossing over that. AL0Y, K2BR.
K2BR, AL0Y. I wasn't sure if you're better than that. Gordon, yeah, definitely. Well, if you have two different receivers, you don't have to worry about that at all. I was just mentioning that just in case somebody decides to have that kind of confrontation. I know some people do it during contests and shows when they can actually like get as much patience to contest as possible, and when they transmit in, they just see their tuner going crazy or it just doesn't tune at all, and they don't know the reason, so I just thought I would bring that up for everybody that's listening pretty much. But again, thanks for the clarification, and yeah, that's a very good setup actually. With that, AL0Y, back to that.
Thank you, Ali. That reminds me, I've got a couple of radios for sale. Reminds me, glad you were. My 746 Pro is for sale. It does HF 6 meters and 2 meters, has an auto tuner. Does two HF or 6 meter antennas and one 2 meter antenna. Port 100 watts on all bands. And it's got IFDSP, and it's really kind of wonderful. And so if people are interested, please let me know. I've got that. Also, I've got a modification in it so that it will support an external pan adapter, if you will. A DVB-T dongle or an STR player, whatever you want to use as a pan adapter, which is also a valuable tool. You're welcome to entertain that. And it comes with the power cord and the microphone and stuff like that. So, and then I also have a Kenwood TM271A. It's a 65-watt 2-meter FM radio. It's brandy new in the box. If you're looking for a kick-ass radio, that's something to consider. And I also have a Flex 5000A, which is another dual receive radio, 100 watts HF through 6 meters, and it'll support transverters and all manner of things, and that's available as well. So if anyone's interested, please do let me know. I've got some odds and ends of 2 meter and 440 FM radios too, if you're interested in various states of quality repair, but those three pieces of equipment I mentioned are in pristine shape, and I've got others that kind of, you know, dinged and banged, but they, God knows, they work on 2 meters and 440, so you're welcome. I'm kind of thin in the herd of things I don't need. So that's pretty much it. Anybody else have any comments?
Yeah, this is KD2BKD. 746, you said that does HF 6 meter and 2 meter?
Yes, Bob, it does. It's a 746 Pro, by the way. Did I key up too fast for you, Bob? The answer is yes. 100 watts on all bands.
Yeah, you keyed up real fast. It takes a little time for this. It takes about a second or two, and I know you're fast with that microphone. I got an old price on that, and see, I don't have that much, but I may be interested in that.
Okie doke, after the net, we will have a phone conversation if you would like, and that would be just fine, hunky-dory. And we can talk about that. And it's definitely available. My ham shack runneth over of stuff, and I just need to kind of reduce things a little bit. But it's a sweet radio, and in fact, if I didn't have the new Flex, I would keep it in a heartbeat. But boy. Just too many toys and not enough space to practically give it the justice it's just going to, you know, collect dust. So it's time to be smart and let somebody else put it to primary use. And having that 100 watts of all modes on 2 meters in addition to HF and 6 is just outstanding.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll talk to you after the net, Owen, on the phone. KD2BKD, back to net.
Okie dokie. Ali, did you have anything more you wanted to add?
that's for me. And it'll lie back from it.
Okie doke. Roger, roger on that. All right. Anybody have another topic for discussion? Alrighty. Well, then I think, gentlemen, we will call it a day, as they say. 73, and thank you for participating in that tonight. We will have a net next week on July 5th, and wish everybody a warm and hopefully hydrated and stay out of the sun, use sunblock, blah, 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 kind of weekend starting tomorrow. It's going to be ever exciting. It's K2BARW2TTT673.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NJ2BS,
repeat.
Okay, 73.
repeat.
KD2, MOB, I just saw you come up on my computer screen while I was messing with Echolink. This is KD2BKD.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Hi, Bob. This is KD2MOB. You know, I was just curious to see how the NJ2BS repeater is working now, and just wasn't sure if you were online or not, but I guess you are. So, hello, good evening. I hope all is well. I didn't make it to the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club tonight, but I just wanted to say hello and see if anybody was on the NJ2BS repeater, and if you happen to be listening in as well. Good evening.
Well, I'm not online. I'm talking to you through RF. I just happened to be looking at my screen, trying to do see some different configurations for the Echolink here, and saw you pop up. So I figured I'd turn my radio on, and I didn't hear it because I didn't have the radio on. I turned the radio on and called out for you. Also, I'm not at the Fairlawn Radio Club. I have too much stuff to do around the shop here and want to get this thing working better. I've been on and off it during the day every once in a while just to test it, see how it is, if it's still alive. Looks like everything is working. And if you hear the Morse code beep, that is actually my call sign saying that, yeah, there's something connected with this. That is by FCC rules. So this is KD2BKD. Back to KD2MOB.
Yeah, it is quite amazing that you're able to connect from your house to NJ2BS up in Pearl River, New York. And now I'm able to get to NJ2BS through your Echolink, and to me, you know, it's technology, but for me, I call that quite an amazing feat. I guess there's a Raspberry Pi that's involved, I would think. I don't know, but you have an old computer, an XP, a Windows XP that's working on this, so that's good news. So one day I would like to check out your shack that you have. You have all these different things going on. So, sometime down the road. This is KD2MOB.
Yeah, anytime. It's just an XP machine. There's no Raspberry Pi in there yet. I want to replace the XP with a Raspberry Pi. See how that works. And the whole thing will just, and it's only a Wushan 5-watt HT. I can probably go on low power. I'm less than 2 miles from the repeater. If there was no trees and I was on the roof of my house, I could probably see the antenna 2 miles away. So I'm very close. And I will make a Moxon antenna, which is like a Yagi, pointed in that direction and probably go with low power on my radio. So, it doesn't, and I'll probably use the radio that's not so in good shape with the display. So I have to reprogram that just so it's only on that one channel and that channel only. So this is KD2BKD. Let me get back to work. I say 73s to you, and it's great talking to you, Dave. So KD2BKD.
Yeah, same here, Bob. Good talking to you. Let you get back to work, and enjoy the weekend. Stay cool in the AC, and hopefully, enjoy the 4th. If I don't talk to you before then, enjoy the Independence Day, which is right smack in the middle of the week, this upcoming week. So enjoy, and I'll be all clear. This is KD2MOB.
KD2MOB disconnected.
J2BS repeater use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.